The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson last night vowed not to quit office even if rebels within his own party forced a vote of no confidence. On another drama-filled day, Mr. Johnson suffered the loss of an MP and heard the former Cabinet Minister David Davis urge him to step down.
Like many on these benches, I spent weeks and months defending the Prime Minister against often angry constituents. I reminded them of his success in delivering Brexit and on the vaccine and many other things. But I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go.
Former Brexit Minister David Davis. For more now, we can talk to Lucy Fisher, Deputy Political Editor with the Daily Telegraph. Lucy, thanks for being with us this morning. 54 letters needed to force a vote on Boris Johnson's leadership. Are there any indications that this threshold is close to being reached?
Well, there was no concrete assurance that it was, but certainly on Tuesday, when news emerged of 20 of the 2019 intake of Tory MPs meeting secretly to discuss collaborating in putting in letters of no confidence, certainly there was a sense of momentum building. We know there's 7-odd MPs who've gone over the parapet and publicly declared that they've done so. Several others are thought to have done so privately. So speculation was mounting. There was certainly growing panic in Downing Street that the number could be close to being met. And we know that because the Prime Minister started hosting a series of meetings with the 2019 intake, some of the most junior, newest members of his backbenches. Not very common for the Prime Minister to invite MPs of that level of seniority into Downing Street for meetings and to take soundings on them from what needs to change in his premiership. So things look very bleak for him on Tuesday and into Wednesday morning. But I think actually as the day progressed yesterday, despite the twin blows of Christian Wakeford defecting to Labour and David Davis publicly calling for him to resign in Prime Minister's questions, actually those damaging acts had the effect of unifying his party behind him. I think there's a sense that the Tory party has been distracted in recent days and weeks in infighting among themselves, and I think they were reminded, particularly with the exit of Christian Wakeford, that the real enemy, as it were, is Labour.
This controversy over lockdown parties, I mean, it seems to have hurt Boris Johnson and his party in a way that nothing else has. When is the report into the affair likely to be published?
Well, Boris Johnson appeared to let slip yesterday at PMQs that it will be next week now. There had been speculation it could be the end of this week. Obviously, Dominic Cummings, his former aide turned sworn enemy, dropped a bombshell of claims on Monday night in a blog post. He's now agreed to be interviewed by Sue Gray, who's leading that probe. So that may be one reason for the slight delay. Downing Street has promised to publish the report in full. It's expected it will take about a day after the Prime Minister receives it from Sue Gray for it then to be released. So I think the Prime Minister has a stay of execution possibly for the next few days, but it could be another moment of real danger for him once that report is published. If it is very critical, we could yet see momentum gathering again around a plot to host a no confidence vote in him.
At the same time, the way has been cleared for most COVID restrictions in England to be lifted, and you would wonder whether that might change the public mood a little.
Well, I think that's right. I think there certainly has been a gathering sense of frustration in England with the Plan B measures, certainly from some hospitality and leisure businesses, which felt it has had a dampening effect on public confidence and people's willingness to go out and about, head to town centres, spend money. I think that would have been treated as good news yesterday, also makes a lot of headlines today and distracts from some of the psychodrama that has been dominating in the Conservative Party. So yes, that's also good news for Boris Johnson. Again, lots of chatter in Westminster about whether the timing of lifting those measures was a little cynical, designed to do precisely that, distract from some of the other problems Boris Johnson has been facing.
Lucy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Lucy Fisher there of the Daily Telegraph.